Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Dinan Hughes brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue.
It may also be a deterrent, too, to move your franchise. Like, if you're the Raiders and then you move every other year, right? Well, you got to leave the Raider name in Oakland. Would you move to Las Vegas and rebrand, or would you stay in Oakland as the Raiders?
Vegas and rebrand.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Get me out of Oakland.
All right. Dayton, what would you do? Stay in Oakland as the Raiders or move to Vegas and rebrand as, like, the Unicorns?
Definitely rebrand and move. I think that was a great move for the Raiders from a fan's perspective. I don't know from an organization perspective because, you know, they play 17 away games.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the nature of it. So, yeah, from them, I think it's a great venue. The only credit I can give the Raiders is that it's a great venue. I think the Super Bowl should be there every other year.
Oh wow! Every other year, okay. Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah,
I don't.
I think you go to Arizona, you go to Florida's, and you go to Vegas.
You don't do New Orleans.
No.
Why? Because I think New Orleans, honestly, Dana and I know we're going there this year, but that has nothing to do. I think they do an unbelievable job at hosting events. Everything's compact. It's not too big. You can walk everywhere. I'm not a guy that wants to sit in L.A. traffic for 17 hours, even though I grew up in Jersey. I'm done with that. Like, I can walk everywhere in New Orleans.
Yeah, I think I like that aspect. I think the first thing that came to my mind when you talk about New Orleans is the stadium. So. Yeah. The stadium is outdated.
Dump.
It's kind of old. Yeah. So when I think about the Super Bowl in totality, yeah, the nightlife and the condensed nature of it, it would be great down there. I'm sure it will be. I'm excited about going down there if we can get there, and I believe we can. But, you know, the weather in Florida, the weather in Arizona is going to be consistent. And then Vegas, I mean, everything that you needed – that you wanted to partake of, concerts. I mean, it's the normal life there. So it wasn't like it was bigger then, like when you go to some of these other cities. So I thought it was a great time, and I love Arizona as well.
So, Danan, we have a game on Saturday at 3:30 against a Houston Texans team that we've seen already this year, actually not that long ago in Week 16. Kind of the same sort of game, or do you see it being a little bit different from both sides of the sidelines from Houston and Kansas City?
I think there may be some similarities, but obviously you can learn a lot, not just in 1 week, but in a few weeks. Just like you said, we played them in week 16. We kind of nullified their defense just a bit, and it seems like they're playing a little bit better. We got to be prepared for the pass rush just because we had success with Joe Tooney out at the tackle position, and Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. didn't really make as much noise, definitely didn't make as much noise as they made this weekend. We still got to be prepared for that. And they'll watch the film. That's one of the games that I think that they would probably say they underachieved on the defensive side, and they take a lot of pride in their defense. So I would not be shocked to see them come out and be very aggressive early, trying to get in our face and push us on our heels just a bit from a defensive perspective. So I think there's going to be some differences, and C.J. Stroud is going to try to get the ball out of his hands quickly, take positive yards, even if it's 2 or 3 yards at a clip, take his shots periodically as well. But I think they're going to try. They're not going to come in here and try not to lose. They're going to come in here and try to win from the beginning.
What do you expect from our tackles this week, Dan? We've had a couple of weeks now with Joe Tooney at the left side, and guys got the opportunity to kind of heal up. That seems to be the one position I think a lot of people are going, how's that going to hold up?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two different schools of thought. Do you just stay with Joe Tooney out at the tackle and go down with him playing every snap until there are no snaps left? Or do you go with DJ Humphreys knowing that you can go to the bullpen, bring in Mike Caliendo, and move Joe Tooney out there? If you're asking me my opinion, I'm saying the latter. I feel like you have that in your bag. You have that as an option. So, yeah, you don't want to get down by 21 and make the decision to change, but I feel like you can allow the game to move at a pace that you're still controlling it as an offense. You're still feeling comfortable as an offense. And if needed, you can go to that. And I think that's a huge asset that not a lot of teams have. They don't have the versatility of a number two guy who's also an all-pro that can move out and be very, very serviceable, even more than serviceable, at the left tackle position of all positions. So I don't know if you start the game that way, but I definitely think you keep it in your back pocket in case you have to break glass in case of emergency. So that's a good asset to have. Everybody will be healthy relatively, and we'll see how things – there's some decisions to be made. I mean, if you got a healthy Mecole Hardman, we've seen what Nico Remigio can do at the punt return and kick return position. You know what you got. Everybody kind of fills their roles for this game, and it's exactly what you want going into the playoffs. You don't want to be the greatest in September, October, and November, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a team, especially during that gauntlet of 3 games in 11 days, that was playing more complete football than the Chiefs.
When you watch that game in week 16, and I know you played and you've probably seen a lot of guys get injured throughout the game, some more brutal than not. How much of that injury to Tank Dell kind of took the air out of that team the last time they played this game? Because Tank was cooking, man, and so was CJ. And then that happened and it was, you know, a catastrophic injury. And you saw the emotions on CJ Stroud's face. How much of that in that game, in that moment, kind of took some juice out of the Houston Texans in that game?
Yeah, you'd like, as a football fan, you'd like to think that these guys are just all gladiators. They are going to run through a brick wall and you know, their bodies will take the pounding and the punishment, and that's what they live for. But there are some emotions that go into it. And when you watch C.J. Stroud break down, like, that's your leader, and I'm not blaming him specifically for that loss or how they were deflated. But it takes a toll. And I've been on the field where I've seen guys, you know, lose consciousness, you know, lose feeling. Heck, I was a guy that lost feeling in my whole body after a hit. And thankfully, I was able to wake up and get my bearings. And stupidly, I went back into the game later in that game. That's a whole different story. But it does take a toll, man. And I've been on that field and I've seen teammates get hurt and devastatingly injured. And you know, you can't find yourself for a little bit. That's the key, is that you wind up, you know, going to the next play and you're like, move on, let's move on. But in between plays, you're like, man, I wonder how he's doing. I wonder if it's as bad as it looked. And then the next play you go and you go play, but you don't have that same focus. So it can take a toll. I'm sure it did for them, especially being away from home and not knowing the extent of the injury at the time. But that's the name of the game, and it's part of it. It's unfortunate.
Dane, and earlier Dusty brought up the comparisons between the 2019 Houston Texans and this team here in 2025. That's basically three Texan teams ago, and we're still Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid moving this thing forward. When you look back at that 2019 matchup, Deshaun Watson was their star quarterback, Bill O'Brien was going to be their great head coach, yada, yada, yada. Here we sit, and they've, you know, had basically three total turnovers of the organization since then. I just continue to stress how important it is to enjoy what we have going on here in Kansas City. Are you able to compartmentalize and enjoy what we have going on right now? Or do you still kind of have that player mindset where you're not able to enjoy it till it's done?
You know, what's interesting, about 15 minutes before we connected on this call, I was thinking the same exact thing. I was at Mitch Holter's show at Hy-Vee yesterday.
Bragger.
And you see all the fans and how crazy it is that, you know, they love the Chiefs. They love Mitch. They love that show and they love supporting us. And there were red coders there and everything. And, you know, as I was moving around the house this morning, I was like, man, you know, maybe this is the time where we soak it up. And I know I got players only later this week. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be one of my comments is, you know what, we're not conceding. We definitely are still shooting for history, but two things can be true at the same time.
Right.
And we should relish this time because, you know, there's generations of fans that hadn't had this success until recently. And sometimes, you know, you get so caught up in the expectations and the anticipation of potentially making history that you don't sit back and just, like, you know, if you got a cigar, just take a puff. If you got a beverage, just take a sip and, like, wow, like, this is something special that when we were growing up and when we were in our 20s, teens, 20s, heck, even early 30s for me, we never could fathom that we would have this kind of consistent success. So, yeah, I would encourage the fan base that, you know, by no means am I indicating that, you know, some kind of excuse if we lose, but I think you can have multiple things be true. Soak it all up, you know, recognize you got the greatest quarterback alive, you got the greatest tight end alive, you got an incredible team, organization, players that aren't getting in trouble, guys that are doing things right, having families, allowing us into their families, doing amazing things in the community. And, oh, by the way, they're playing incredible football. So, like, yeah, take some time to soak it up, and you can do that. You can sit back and soak it all up, and then right around 2:45 on Saturday afternoon, put your game face on and let's go.
So getting caught up in the moment, this Chiefs team probably about as healthy as they've been the entire year outside of the Rashee Rice injury. Where do you think this team starts this game off? Is it going to be like the regular season, or do you think there's a new wrinkle in the system? Because a lot of people would say throughout the regular season, why show much? Why show what you have to, like, if don't throw your curveball if you can get away with your fastball. Do you see them maybe, you know, showing this new, like, revamped offense with Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, DeAndre Hopkins plays more, Xavier Worthy's more experienced, both your running backs are fully healthy now, maybe not fully healthy, but they've gotten a lot of time off. How do you see this team kind of getting, you know, as we get caught up in the moment, coming out against this Houston defense?
So here's what I think. I think there's a fine line between creativity and getting outside of yourself and getting outside of your identity. You think about the Baltimore Ravens last year. You can't tell me that they went into the preparation against the Chiefs saying we're only going to run the ball six times. That you can't convince me of that. They got outside of themselves. We can be a team that can be creative. You know, we've seen some of the trick plays. We've seen the, you know, the circle of doom and whatever it was called with the huddle. We've seen the different creativity from the offense. I believe that's still going to be a staple because that's part of our identity, whether you like it or not, whether it works or not, it's part of our identity. But at the same time, we played this team back in week 16. There was a game plan in that game that I'm sure they probably didn't get to 10 plays that they prepared for because the down and distance and the circumstances didn't call for it. We'll see. We may see those 8 or 10 plays. We may see some offshoots of some of the things that we had some success with, but we probably can have more success with. I'll give you an example. If you're running shallow crosses and deep crosses across the field, and even though you had success, you caught the ball, got a 6-8 yard gain, maybe moved the chains in the middle of the field, you might recognize something on film that, hey, if we just look like we're going to run that same concept in shallow and deep crosses and then plant and go deep to the corner on a bootleg action or maybe a flea flicker action, that can be a home run play. So it's not so much about recreating things or reinventing the wheel. It's more about, okay, well, based on our success that we had and maybe some of the failures, here are some little tweaks that we can implement. The blitz packages. When C.J. Stroud, there were a couple times he got outside the pocket on the blitz. Maybe we roll the dice a little bit more with corners coming off the blitz as opposed to just linebackers. So that's where the creativity comes in, but I think it's all part of our identity, and that's how we'll be successful.
You mentioned getting outside of yourselves, and we see that happen a lot in sports. I think you experienced it with Marty in the postseason, getting kind of outside of himself. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes don't do that. They've got the belief in themselves, the self-awareness, if you will, to understand, hey, I've been here before. I can believe in myself. A lot of these young coaches, young quarterbacks, first time, second time doing this kind of stuff, maybe don't have that same self-confidence that Andy Reid and, and Patrick Mahomes has. What's it like to be on the sidelines when it starts to get outside of yourself? Because I personally don't think you can bring it back once you do.
Yeah, you gotta, man, it's one of those deals where if you are feeling or it looks like you're getting outside of yourself on offense, that's one of those deals where you're hoping that the defense, you'd love for them to get off the field a three and out, but maybe it could be more beneficial if there was a 10-play drive and a field goal, because it allows you as an offense to kind of get your bearings amongst yourselves and say, hey, you know what, we don't have to throw the ball every down. And that's where you see most of the time, when you're talking about getting outside yourself, it's usually on the offensive side, and it's usually you're trying to throw yourself back in the game, or you may be up by 3 or 4 points and realize, man, we got to get a bigger cushion and we got to throw the ball a little bit more. Next thing you know, you're going away from Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, which you don't want to do. So, and you get predictable as well. So I feel like there are times in games, and you guys have heard me say this, there are times in games where you're going for the win versus you're trying not to lose. And it happens in every sport and every game. And obviously it's elevated when you're talking about the NFL playoffs, because it's not a series. You're either going to win or you're going to go home. That, and I remember that from the 90s teams. I was like, you know, we ran for over 100 yards against the Colts in 95 in the first half. Why are we throwing the ball all over the lot in the second half? It's because we felt like we got to hurry up and put more points on the board. Not just to win, but because we felt like we could take advantage of that defense. And next thing you know, we're three and out, punting the ball, and now we're behind the eight ball. So, like, for this team, we got to stay within our identity, and there might be a reset during the game, whether it's halftime or in between quarters or what have you, where this team is going to have to recognize, oh, we're doing a little bit too much right now, where we can go back to our game plan and be successful.
Well, Dana, don't get outside of yourself in this game on Saturday at 3:30. Have a great call. You and Mitch enjoy that, and hopefully we have this conversation about an AFC Championship game in about a week from today.
Yeah, I'm amped up, man. I got to cool down before game time.
Jump in the snow.
Dive in the snow like the Fesco.
That's right. Take care, Dana.
All right, fellas.
Somebody told me the other day, if you stick your face in the snow, it makes a nice imprint of your face in the snow as well.
Yeah, let me know how that works out for
you. I'm not going to do that one now.
Dana Hughes brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of Boo.
Benefit. Hey, Boo. Yeah,
discover the benefit of Blue. They can be your Boo if you need some health insurance there for you. So.